You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There is always a repetition throughout Mitzrayim of Me'avdus L'Cheirus Mishibud L'Geula. There is Avdus to Cheirus, right? There is from bondage to freedom, and from work to salvation. What is this double language? So the scroll says like this, Hine yesh chiluk ben pidyon legeula. Pidyon is redemption and geula is salvation. The pidyon shayach hadova sheyesh bo chalois. Pidyon is always taking a kedusha from something. Kegon koidesh u'maiseh sheni shirbem chalois kedusha v'chavtza. When there is kedusha on something, you take away with pidyon. U'pidyon lerles chozu. Omnem inyan geula u'avorem irshuzachem, shuzacheret. But geula is taking from one possession to another possession. Geula titnu laretz, right? You know, by the Yovel, there is geula on the land. What does it mean, geula on the land? It's transfer from the buyer back to the seller. There's no nafkimina in the thing itself, it's only who owns it. Every slave has two components. One thing is that he has a chalois. He changes. His halachic status changes to an eved. Even when he's not working. An eved is an eved. His kiddushin is not chal. His chai v'mitzvos kiisha. It's totally different. But then there is a second part of Avdus, that is the actual work. He works for him. So you could work and you could be forced to have forced labor, even though you're not a slave. Two things. One thing is that they were actually had to work for Paro. Right? They had forced labor. They became avodim. So that's how the Brisker of learns that they became in the time of Odim. How do you know that? Moshe Rabbeinu screamed to Paro, freedom. Tell them you are now on your own. You are the slaves of Hashem. And Paro said that idea. You are before ever to, you're my slave. Now you're ever to Kudosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Since he uses this language, the terminology that you are on your own, is Loshon Shichru. There is a din Shichru to Avodim in Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim, they had two components. They actually had forced labor and they were slaves. That's why there's always this duality. You took us out of Mitzrayim. You actually, they made Geula, which is the transfer out of Mitzrayim. And you redeemed us from Mitzavodim. Geula sheyatzal metzma shibu shel Mitzrayim. So those two things, we say, you took us out of the slave labor of Mitzrayim, and you took us and you redeemed us from that Shem Eved. Me'avdus L'Cheirus means you took us from a Shem Eved to a Ben Choiri. And that's Sheal Day, of course, Achalois Avdu Shayale, Vidia Bede Choirin, and Mishibud Legula, Gula Metzema Shibud, and Mishibud Legula means you took us from the forced labor. There were two things. We lost the Shem Eved, and we stopped working. We always say this double language. Al Geula Seinu, Ve'al Pudus Nafshenu. Those are the two of them. Says the Briskerov, Ve'zeo Gamashan Omni Birkas Amozon. I would say, Sonu Mi Mitzrayim. First, you took us out of Mitzrayim, meaning from the forced labor. Uf Dison Beis Avodim, you took us out from Beis Avod. The Eitzia Meret Mitzrayim, Shein Anu, Uf Dison Beis Avodim, Hainu Zesh, Ve'atmim Nivdin, Ve'nasim Nechoirim, Ve'chavtzai. This is the idea that Reb Chaim says, so this code, there's a God, basically, in this is Reb Chaim. So there are two components of the Avdus. There is a Shem Eved, and there is such a thing called a working befall. So those are the two things that happen in Mitzrayim. And the Briskerov in the Haggadah says, Shebitzias Mitzrayim. Now look at interesting. In Yitzias Mitzrayim, Avodahem, for some reason, Chazal understand that HaKadosh Baruch, when he said, Avodayhem asher tzeisi oisam eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch always says, these are my slaves that took out of Mitzrayim. And Chazal say, velo avodim la'avodim. That we became a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not an eved to an eved. Says the Rav, now, it's not only that we became, was a pidyon from being an eved, we are precluded from ever being avodim again. We cannot be an eved b'chefza. We took out the Shem eved to the eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that in itself is a chalois. Has nothing to do with work. Has to be in identity. Our identity, we're slaves of Paro. Now we can never be slaves. We are slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And look at the Rav. The Aryeh Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says like this. Man ishtane delesu mezuzah mikol kelim sheba bayis. Why an eved nirza? If an eved wants to stay in the house of his master, we know that if we take his ear and we drill a hole by the delus and the mezuzah, right? We take him to the delus and to the mezuzah. And he says, why? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks, why do we do this at the door? So at the doorpost. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, delus and mezuzah sheyidim in Mitzrayim. The delus and mezuzah at the night in our parsha. When was it Yitzias Mitzrayim? V'yamarti ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. And I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, you are my eved. V'lo avodim l'avodim. You are my eved. And you're not avodim to avodim. So, give me a second. V'lo avodim l'avodim. V'lo avodim l'avodim. And I took you out from Avdus Lecherus. And somebody goes and buys an ever for himself, Adon for himself. The reason why there is Eretzia, why we go ahead and we use the doorpost to drill the hole by the Eved, is why? Because the doorpost heard in its rhyme, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, to tell you, avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. Says Briskerov, Haredi b'tzias misayim nishtachru b'etzim idin Eved. So you see, in its rhyme, not only they stopped working, they changed their name, their identity, they are not avodim anymore. Now the question is the following. Did these two things happen concurrently? Stopping the work and being an Eved, did they come out concurrently? That's question number one. Because we'll see that's not so simple. But most important is, the Gemara says like this, the Delet Mezuzah that heard me saying, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim irotza b'fneim. The obvious question is, where in Yitzias Mitzrayim did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim? That, what? You're telling me the Beitzias Mitzrayim, the Delos Mezuzah overheard HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'lo avodim l'avodim. Where in Yitzias Mitzrayim do you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that? So the two questions that we're scrubbing is, we have for some reason these two components, which we need to think about it, what those two components are. Are they concurrent? Did they happen at the same time? Because it's mashma, not so partial, because Paro said to them, when Moshe told Paro, go and tell the Klal Yisrael that they're not avodim anymore. That was at night. Lechoira, they only got out of Mitzrayim in the day. The Gemara says, we're going to soon see that they go lost during the day. So it's mashma, these two things were not at the same time. And the question is, why not? But not only that, the preclusion from being an Eved was said by the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where do you see that? Those are the two first questions. Now, on this idea that the two geulos were not concurrent, the Gemara says in Brochus. The Gemara says like this, Omar Mar, Kuiri Krishma Mispalal. The Mishnah says that you read Krishma and then you're Mispalal. Yes, and the Shibud, right, the Shibud stopped already, Rosh Hashanah stopped working. They didn't lose the Shem Eved, absolutely. But they continue being in the possession of Mitzrayim, right? So the actual freedom that they could walk away was in the morning. But look at the Gemara. Omar Mar, Koyere Krishma Misvalot. The Mishnah says, the Brisa says that you read Krishma and then you daven at night. Says the Gemara, Misaili Rabbi Yochanan. This follows Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezebo in the Labo, Zasuba Gula and Tfilosh Larvis. That Ben Olam Habo is the one that says Goal Israel attached or very close to Shmon Esra. Rabbi Shom Eliv Yoimer Tfilos Bem Satikun. Rabbi Shom Eliv says no. Krishma are the two bookcases. Shmon Esrei of Ma'ariv comes before Krishma. Says the Gemara, the Saudi Gemara asks, "Why can't be Pali? What's the machlekes?" So the Gemara says, "Makroi by say masvara." It's a possibility that's a pasuk or a svara. If by say masvara, the Gemara says perhaps it's a svara. The Rabbi Yochanan sover geula meurta na mehave. Says Rabbi Yochanan that there was a geula at night, even though they actually physically did not come out of Mitzrayim until the morning. But at night, there was already some kind of a geula. But the ultimate geula was not until the morning. So it was a partial geula. And therefore, it makes sense to put that geula connected to Shmon Esra like the morning. Because even though it's not a complete geula, it's a partial geula. Since they only got out in the morning, Lohavi Geula Malisa. That's not the real Geula, and therefore there's no halacha to put this next to the Shmon Esrei. So it comes out that there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua. What was the status at night? That night of Mitzrayim was an in-between status, right? Because they were still in Mitzrayim, but Paro had freedom. Lichoyre is mashma that what the Briskrov is saying, that Shem Eved was gone at night, but the Avdus itself was only in the morning. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, at least there was some partial Geul at night, and therefore you have to attach it to the Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Yochanan and the Mishnah Levi says, no, this is not a complete Geula. Now the Levi Farsha Talmud, right, which is Reichman, he asks a famous question. He asks a simple question. He says, this doesn't make any sense. Yes, actually, tell me that night the Geula is nothing? All the mitzvahs of Sibur Yitzchak Mitzrayim is at night. If the real Geula according to Bishop and Levi is in the morning, why all the mitzvahs are at night? We only have Zchira Yitzchak Mitzrayim in the morning, not the whole thing. He wants to say, you're right, the Geula was in the Yom. Rashi says, Beferush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out during the day. But the miracles, all the story happened at night. So therefore, the story relates to the first part of the Geula, because the miracles happened there. The miracles happened at night. And the question that's obvious is the same. If Yetzias Mitzrayim is during the day, why did the miracles happen at night? You realize that the night and the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim are very funny. In Mitzrayim at night, there was a partial Geula. The Chayra from the Beskrov is Mashal, because the freedom, the real freedom in practice was only in the morning. But at night, the Shem Eved was taken away, because Paro Melech Mitzrayim says, Arei Atem Be'atzmechem, you are on your own. You're not my Eved. Now you are Vodim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paro said that. So, is Mashma that night, and the miracles happened dafka at night. During the day, there was no miracles. The real miracles is Mashma that's only at night, because Sipur, all the mitzvahs of Pesach are at night. Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs, Korban Pesach is night, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the question is why? Why shouldn't the mitzvahs be at the time when everything else is being done? Question number two. And the question number three is the following. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Hayara Mati Bechara Shoimerari, Oimer Vaivora Laich Verech, Vine, Itech Esnoidim. The time of Yetzias Mitzrayim was a time of love. Higia Shmosh Nishbati Leavrom Shegaelot Banav, Velo Yubadam Mitzvah Saksibem. Akudush Boku says, the time came to save you, and you didn't have any mitzvahs. ואת ארון וערב ונוסה להם שתי מיצו, סגב להם תו מיצו, דם הפסח ודם מילה, שמולו באויסו הלילה. רשי says that that night, not only did the corn Pesach, they actually did the bris milah at that night. That night, as we mentioned so many times, according to Rashi, was a massive bris milah. Everybody did bris milah at night. שנאמר מתבוססס בדמייך בשני דומים. Two bloods were given on that night. The night, the blood of the Korban Pesach that was on the doorposts and the blood of Bris Milah. And the obvious question is, where do you ever see Bris Milah at night? Bayom HaShmini Vayom Volo Balayla. So this question was asked from Shlomo Kluger. From Shlomo Kluger, in the Tshuva, says the following. Says from Shlomo Kluger. Okay, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, a second. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the following. V'in adas asher shal begir shemal balayla, because you realize that that was Mila's gerus, right? It was a conversion of Mila. V'gam kibel amitzes balayla mehani. They asked Rav Shlomo Kluger, can you do a bris gerus and a kabbalah mitzvah at night? Says, we know, we heard a psak, we don't know. Says from Shlomo Kluger. And he says, in our parsha, when came to the Korban Pesach, the Medrash says, many people didn't want to do Bris Milah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'asa Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, if you don't do Bris Milah, you can't do the Pesach. V'kevan she'asa Moshe HaPesach, so Moshe Rabbeinu did the Korban Pesach at night, גוזה הקדוש ברוך לברוך השבוע אלו ונושב את סגן עדו ונגן עדו נאול חודוב כבוי סו פסח שנאמר אורי צפון ובוי סיימן הקדוש ברוך הוא made a special wind from the גן עדן that carried the smell of the corn פסח ויריחו מהלך מהם יום the smell spread through Mitzrayim נסקנסו כל ישראל צמוי שבאומר לא הכילנו מפסחיך so כלל ישראל at night on that night came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said please let us eat the corn פסח שיעור אפי מנרח, היו אומר הקדוש ברוך אם אתם נימוי אלים אתם אוכלים. If you don't bris milah, you can eat. שנאמר השם אוזו חוקס הפסח. And then מיד נעשו למות. So the marriage also says they did the bris milah at night. Because they wanted to eat the corn פסח. So clearly so many people did the bris milah at night. והנה מדום רכלון מפסח משהו ונקפרי הלילה. So here is also like Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi, but bris milah was done at night. The ביום עשו לאוכלו, אם כן, אם היה בלילה, וכמו שאומר דמור מוכה, the milah's ger, מה אני בלילה? So he says, you see clearly here, the milah's gerus helps at night. That's, it doesn't quote Rashi, but Rashi says, Mefirush, the bris milah of all Klal Yisrael, not like the Medrash. The Medrash says only some people didn't want to do bris milah, and they had to be done at night. According to Rashi, all the bris milah was done at night. And how can you do at night? ביום ולא בלילה, milah's gerus. So Mizimu Mizen Rayad Bevshu de Urosho. He says, maybe this is a Urosho. But that you can bring a Ray. But then he says, the Efsharoid, the Bimal Balayla Vitov Boyman Amhani. You're right. The Gerus has to be done by day. But since that you need Tvila, and Tvila during the day, as long as the Tvila is during the day, it's okay. Kevan de Ger Shemal Velo Toval Hayilu Kilomal. Since that you need Tvila to be the Mila, in Kerat Vila Machshla Mila, so the Mila is nothing without the Tvila. So therefore, if you go to the Mikveh during the day, that's enough. Comes out like this. The Bris Mila that was done at night really was only Chal during the day, said Shlomo Kluger. Why has during the day? Because during the day there was the Tvila. But at night there was Mila. And the question is why? Why do you do such a thing? Again, the night and the day are split. That at night you have the Bris Mila, and the Tvila is during the day. Why is that? Mimonoshach, if you need the Tvila and it's during the day, why don't you do everything? Now, it's possible, no question, that the Tvila is only by Matan Torah, the Gemara and Nevamis. But according to Shlomo Kluger, there was some kind of a partial Tvila then. But the partial shot is that Tvila was not until Matan Torah, absolutely. So then what's the purpose of doing the Mila at night? So it comes out that this Mila is an incomplete Mila that only becomes complete by Matan Torah. Why do the Bris Mila at night in the first place? Now look at the Shach. The Shach says the same thing. So he says the Shach a little different. Aval b'diavadim lo malo toval, aval kabbalas mitzvah lo kibel v'diiv lo b'diavad me'akev. We need kabbalas mitzvah in front of Bezdin. Now he says, כמו שקוסם הטויסוס בראש, the Kabbalah's mitzvah זה כתחיל הסדין. The Kabbalah's mitzvah is really the beginning of the Gerus. And therefore, Mila and Tvila, both, have a Kigmar Din. Shinishmar, the Gomin Balayla, he says, you could do Bris Mila at night, because it's only Gmar Adin. The Ikar Gerus is Kabbalah's mitzvah. And clearly, Kabbalah's mitzvah are during the day, but when was it by Matan Torah? So the Tvila and the Kabbalah's mitzvah was by Matan Torah. But the Bris Mila had to be done at night. Why do it at night? Why don't you wait till later? What's the purpose of doing Bris Mila at night if the Ger is only Chal later? According to Shlomo Kluger, it's only Chal later because the Ikar is the Tvila. Or according to the Shach, it's only Kabbalah's Mitzvah. The Kabbalah's Mitzvah is the Dasev Nishmos by Matan Torah. And look at the Dogor Mervova. The Dogor Mervova says, therefore, Davka by Ger Godol, you could do the Bris Mila at night because the Kabbalah's Mitzvah is during the day. But Mila Vakot, there's no Kabbalah's Mitzvah, and the Ikar Gerus is the Mila has to be done during the day. So this Mila is only a partial Mila. Why was the Mila done specifically at night? So now we have three questions. The first question that we spoke about it is there is this split. We base Avodim Pedisonu, and which is the Shem Avodim the Pidyon, and that's done at night because we know that Paro was the one announced at night. The next one was the morning. It's Yes Mitzrayim. We always split that. You just heard the split that we had. This idea that's called a partial Geula, but all the mitzvahs are Laila, relate to the Laila, not the Yoim. And at night, we had to do a Bris Mila, even though the Bris Mila at night doesn't make sense. And it was only a partial Gerus. The real Gerus was much later. So why don't you wait the Bris Mila to later? Why do Bris Mila specifically at night when it's a very, very big exception? Now, there is a Groh who says the following. מה נשתנה הלילה הזה? פירוש, כי יום בכל מקום הוא לא שם זוכר ולא עלי נקיבה. לילה is נקיבה. Even though we use the לושן זוכר, it's called לילה טוב, it's not לילה טובה. But לילה in itself with the hay is a feminine word, and יום is a... ואם כן היצור ללכית אוהב נצא לילה, זויס כי משפוטה, שיר לושן נקיבה. So be a לילה הזויס, not a לילה הזה. הלילה הזה is an exception in... the real rules of Diktuk. Ve'lo shelo shel nekeva, ki vav taf, the suffixes of a vav and a taf, hem sima nakvus, is a simon of a nekeva. Ve'shiman zchorim, yud mem, is the plural of the masculine. Vav taf is nekeva. He is not called leilim. Yamim are called days. They are zohar. Leilois are nekeva. So technically, should have been a word of nekeva. ולכן מצינו בכל מקום מצווה לעשות דווקא בלילה. So therefore, you don't have any night that you do mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah which is specific at night. ואנו כמו שאישה פטורה מן המצווה למצווה, זה לא נושא דווקא, because all the mitzvahs, the vast majority of the mitzvahs, are mitzvahs that are among Roma, the only rate to males, not females. כך רוב המצווה מצווה סבא יודווקא, ולא בלילה, most mitzvahs are during the day and not the night. ועכשיו נצחה לילה דווקא מצווה, זה לא ביום. And it's yes, Mitzrayim is a unique night. This is the only night that the mitzvahs are at night, not during the day. We just ask a question. Right? If it's Yes Mitzrayim the Ikar, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in even according to Shomer Levi, is during the day, that's when they actually went out of Mitzrayim. Why are all the mitzvahs at night? But it is. This night became a male, became a ma. Odom shul zohar. Odom is zohar, right? And the begimatra 45. Aval laila usoid chava. Laila is chava. Chava begimatra is what? 19. Nelam shul ma. Ma is yud kei vov kei, spelling with an aleph. Yud yud vov dalet, hey hey aleph. Vov, vov aleph vov. And hey aleph. That's the gematria 45. So you realize that the first letters is 26. The hidden letters are 19. Makes it 45. 19 is the gematria of Chava. She is the Nelam of Adam. And then it says, Besoid the Laila Laila Yechave Das. There is a Chava in the night. We have to understand what it means. Vechena mitzvah zenerim zchor in the caves during the Mazalelis. That's why males are related always to the daytime. That's why they're chayim mitzvahs. Night or not. But lama nishtana halayla hazeh. Why is this night called Hazeh? Because Hallelujah Shem the Kavos. Is Chayev Azoyz Mitzvahs Elayla. The question is, why is this night Chayev Mitzvahs, which is something which is characteristic to the day and not the night? That's why the mission Man Yishtana Halayla Hazeh. This Layla, which is feminine, which is the time of the feminine, we have to understand why. And therefore, the not Chayev Mitzvahs. This night is like the day Kayoyim Yoyer. And therefore, it's chayev on all the mitzvahs. That's what the Gro says. And that's the kasha. Ma nishtana halayla, not hazois, but hazeh. And the question is, indeed, why is this night different? Why is this night different? And how does the Haggadah answer that? So just to summarize the questions. The first question describes this duality between Pudison, the Pidyoin, and the Geula, which is redemption and salvation. Redemption is at night, salvation during the day. They are different times. Why? Number two, why Kilibne Yisrael Avodim? This was said by Lil Yetzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't make any sense. Number two. Number three, we all know that the mitzvahs are at night, even though there was not the final geula, the main geula during the day. Why are the mitzvahs at night? And according to the Gro, this night is an exception to all the mitzvahs. This night is a male night, not a female, because female nights never have mitzvahs. This is the only night that has the mitzvahs. And Dafka night, the word no, it's just Mitzrayim. And why is the Gerus Dafka on this day? To answer all of this, we're going to learn about the Gro. And this Gro, the reason I decided to spend it, because this is called the Corona Gro. And this answers so many, and the reason I'm saying about this is because if anybody saw the Mishpacha this week in Eretz Yisrael, is a person, I'm telling you, it's a mitzvah for everybody to see the cover of Mishpacha. There is a red cover with a tear, and it says, Veinenu Loro. We just didn't see it. Because the corona is going terrible in that small, and people are very careless. Look at this Gemara. It says Gemara like this. The Gemara is in Bobe Kamadar Samech Hamud Aleph. Tane Rav Yoise, Mai Dixi, Vatem Lo Teitzu, Yishu Betach Beis HaBoker. Here the Pasuk says, you should stay at home and not leave the house. Really, the Jews, as we spoke so many times, were in quarantine in Mitzrayim also. Once the mashchis gets permission, there is no distinction between tzaddikim and rishoyim. Just the opposite. The ones to get hurt first are the tzaddikim. Shenemar v'chrati mech tzaddik v'rosha. Tzaddik v'rosha. Bochi Rav Yosef kule hay nami lain doimin. This is like a nothing. That's what happens. And it says, Omalei abay tivuso legabayu. In the end, the Pasuk says, this is nothing. This is mabekach, that in the time of a plague, the time of a pandemic, the tzaddik goes first. Tivuso legabayu is good for them. Ki mipnei aron esav tzaddik, because he's dying for a plague. Says Dimri Noyim, this is the Gro. And this Gro is so foundational for our understanding of plagues and epidemics, says the Gro. The Gro is in Brochus. The Gemara says about the story of Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa. Rabbi Hanina ben Doisa was in a story, the Gemara says, I'm going to just quote the Gemara. Let's go see the Gemara. I think I did it, yes. Tanu Rabbonan, says the Gemara, Ma'inse b'mokum echad shaya ori, there was some kind of a scorpion in a place, v'yama ziket abriyot, and it would hurt the people. Bo'u v'yodiyu l'Rab Hanina ben Doisa, l'Rab Hanina ben Doisa, listen, we have this animal that's really creating a lot of trouble. Om aleim haru li et choro, show me where he's hiding. Heru et choro, not abu akevo al piachori, put his ankle in the chor, yotza v'noshko, the animal, this ori, came, bit him, they died. Instead of killing him, they all died. Not to care for the Bismarish. They borrowed it to the Bismarish to Shulam Chemendoisa. What kills is not the Orid, what kills is the Avera. Says the Gemara, at that time they said something. Oh, to the person that the Orid beat him. Meaning, it's a terrible pity for the person that the Orid beat him, but it's a big pity on the Orid that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa God to him. So the guy is going to ask a question, what? Now they found out that terrible, all for the person who got beat by an Orid? They know, an Orid means, that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Mechen Nebenoisa kills the Orid. Not that the Orid kills the person. So says the Gro here. Explains the Gro. Why? Now they realize that the person is in trouble if an Orid beats him. That's normal. That's not a chidush here. You should know something. When there is an animal that hurts a person, it could be in two ways. Sometimes a person has a gzardin. And the gzardin of the person is that he has to be hurt by a machla or by an animal. It says, do you think that the snake bits for no reason? The only reason a snake bites is because she was commanded from above. In other words, if a person gets hurt, there is a reason. It's not random events. That's one. But there is a plague, if there is an epidemic, if there is a special gzardin on a person, nobody else gets affected. It's not contagious. Only that person gets hurt. That is called with an address. Like we spoke before, every maka has an address. That's only when it's not contagious, not a plague. But if there is some kind of a plague, an epidemic, as Isaac of Kher has been told, there is no difference between tzaddikim and rishoyim. Like the Gemara of the Kama just said, Kevan shenita rishus lashkes, mishepagasi mazekes. Anybody that he touches, it hurts. And that's what he says here. The Marsho asks, how did Rav Chanina ben Doisa put himself in the Makom Sakona? How did he know that the Orid would die? Maybe the Orid, he'll be killed. How does he do? He was a tzaddi. Why should he be afraid of the Orid? The Marsho says, asks a question, how did Rav Chanina ben Doisa get himself in the Makom Sakona? Everybody asks, 1 second, he's a tzaddi. Why is he afraid? You can never put yourself in the Makom Sakona. Because if it's a plague, if it's an epidemic, you cannot count on your schuyas. So the aloha is, and that's the aloha, right? If there is a plague, you got to be in quarantine. That's why they did in Mitzrayim. So the Marsho asks, how did Rav Chanina ben Doisa get into it? But so before Rav Chanina ben Doisa, they weren't afraid of the Orid, because they said, listen, the Orid only kills somebody who deserves to die. If there's a gzera, so people are not afraid of the Orid, and the Orid, maybe it's Elachet Mimis. People were not afraid. Oilo Odom Shepagabo Arod was not a question. Because you assume that you don't have to be afraid. If you deserve to die, you die anyway. And if you don't deserve to die, the Orid don't kill you. But the fact that the Orid actually beat Rav Chanina, so you realize that this is not an addressee. This is some kind of a plague. This is some kind of a epidemic. The animals are going crazy. So this Orid had reshus to kill anybody. Now they realize that anybody who got in touch with the other or the Orid, because he didn't deserve to die. He died for nothing. Because an animal that is in part of a something called Chaya Mishlochas, an epidemic, or some kind of a plague, there is no Mifchina. He said, the Chet, the Orid is not Mamis. Says the Gro, he didn't mean that. Clearly, the Orid is Mamis. Happens to me that he was such a tzaddik that no matter what, even Mashchis couldn't take him. But this Orid, the fact that he was able to beat him, is a raya, says the Gro, that this Orid was part of a Chaya Mishulachas. Rabbi said, this is the answer, right? The Gro is saying, there are two types of sorrows. There's one sorrow which is addressed to a person, and that you don't have to be afraid. Why? Because you do ishtabus, but listen, if you have to die, you die anyway. You can't escape death. That's only true on a individual particular death. But when there is some kind of a plague, when there is some kind of a epidemic, all bets are off, and dafke the tzaddik dies first. And therefore, the Gemara says, "Effect Rab Chanina ben Doisa Pure Nigbit Al Korchach." There was no; he wasn't addressed because they didn't kill him. Is a chayim shulachas. Oy chumvei, the person got hurt by it. By the way, it's an awesome lesson, right? If you think that any schus can save you from COVID-19. You're making a mistake. COVID-19 is a chayim mishlachas. And the only idea is, if you don't protect, that's it. It's fair game. Eino mafchin min tzadik l'rosha. Says the Groy in the Agoda Shel Pesach, this is the case that we saw by the Agoda. But this is what happened exactly in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, says the Groy, in the Tzilel Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was this mashris. And therefore, al teitzu ishu pesach beisu aderef. And the question again, why in Mitzrayim, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a plague? Why? Why the Kodesh Baruch Hu? This is something which is very, very exceptional to have a pandemic. So in Yitzias Mitzrayim, by the Malach, it was a chaya mishulachas. Why is that the case? So says the Gross something fantastic on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Biyad chazok azu adever, ubizroa netu yazu acherev." V'dorish v'pasuk biyad chazok ubizroetu b'moyer agod l'boisim moivsim inyan sheshloisha inyonim makosem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he has three ways of doing it. Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalek ashgachosu atoiv v'pasuk adavur be'atzmoi. There is one idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws the Ashgacha. And then, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be Mekayim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not involved, automatically there is destruction. And you see that that's the Mashchis. The Mashchis is something called the Haloma Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebiyochol withdraws from the world. And that Yakim Shel Kol Dovar Ashgachos Retzoyna, because you need Hashgacha to save you and to protect you. The ultimate Midas Hadin, which is the ultimate darkness, the ultimate Laila, when there is a Mashris, that there is nothing. A person dies, not because he gets killed, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not protecting him. V'asheni, there are two ways, second way of Ashgacha, she'noisen koel ha'dov varash, she'in koel mazeh she'tzirchem l'kim menu. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the power of A to hurt B. In other words, if you want to punish B, you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Ashgacha and B dies on its own. But somebody kills him. That is representative of Dever V'cherev. A Dever, Siluk Ashgachosoi. The Dever is Siluk, the Ashgacha goes away. And therefore things get sick. Sicknesses are like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. If he takes away the protection, the virus takes it over. This is the worst thing. There is nothing like this in the world. The things die on their own. It's like unplugging it. There is nothing in the world that has the power to unplug the world. You don't see Hashgacha, but you perceive Hashgacha. Can I tell you something? To halt the whole world like COVID did, there is no gibor in the world that can do it except a minuscule virus. That the virus doesn't have even a life of its own. It just hijacks. This is mesalek hashgachosoi. And therefore it's not mafkim in tzadik l'rosha. There is no hashgacha. So it appears to me that's a free for all. This is what Dever is called. And that is the ultimate koyach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but is the ultimate midas hadin. Because he hides himself to a point that now the Hashgacha won't save you.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
She'enu nikar ak sheyod chazok shochel kabal koyach zrami koyach hayusav. You only realize that he has the power to do that. But she'en gibor bovi lechorosas ken? Omer biyad chazok, that's why biyad chazok zu Dever. Zroa netuya, zroa cherev. Cherev is zroa netuya. Ki zroa nika siyua. Zroa means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping somebody to take action. כמו שקוד אז רואי קמצד, כמו שהוא דרבי יבר, ורבים כמוהו לטויה ובישגליה, and this רואי לטויה is when you see בישגלו זאת הקדוש בוח is giving a כוח to somebody to destroy, מושה רבינו to destroy them. Whatever it is to destroy, an actual act, that's called Zroya Netuya, is something which is clear. You see Ashgocha. כמו שקוסב למעלה, וזהו בחרב שנקרא ונגלה עם קור שלא יש כוח לחרב, לא ובארצנו, לינקום נקמוס ומסגלי הוא הפך היד החזוקה. That's the opposite of יד החזוקה. יד החזוקה is when the Ashgocha hides himself. Zroya Netuya, when the Ashgocha is there, Kushmuchu shows the Ashgocha how the Ashgocha done. והשליש הוא גילוי שכינה. גילוי שכינה is כל משניהם. גילוי שכינה is this combination. That הקדוש ברוך הוא takes the chius of one, and that chius is giving to somebody else. It's not that he kills the rosha. He takes away the koyach of the rosha, and he transfers to the tzaddik. That's midas adin that combines both. שמעסיק חיוס ומזה ונוסן כוח לזה. It takes the chius of one and gives to the other. כמו שקוסל. And that was Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the gilui of the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. לא מקנס עד איכו די פליסי ארץ גוישן. ונסגל לנקול אשגוחו ספרוטיס לטוב למקיים רצוינוי. And the אשגוחו was shown that הקדוש ברוך הוא actively is involved to the people that do good things, and the rest of them have no hashgocha. It's a no hashgocha and yes hashgocha. When you see the two being together, no hashgocha and hashgocha, that's gilui shechina. That's gilui shechina that b'mokum of heder, there is gilui. לטוב למקיים הדר לא יבר רצוי דבר. דוב הזה משותף בין בחרב בין בדבר. It's like a mixture between חרב and דבר. שמשניים נקלה בזה השגוחוסי הפרוטיס וזה הוגיל לשחידה. רבו יסי, the groy is going to say that this is the ליל יציאס מצרים. The ליל יציאס מצרים is לילה, is night. Night means that there was the ultimate midas adin that הקדוש ברוך הוא withdrew himself from the midstream, and therefore there was a plague that kills the b'chayrim, and everybody got sick. And Klal Yisrael, if you didn't protect, you'd be sick also. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu transferred the lack of Hashgocha to Mitzrayim to our Hashgocha. And that's Pidyon. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a mess to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transferred one to the other. In other words, the lack, Midas Hadin tells you that you lose the Hashgocha and you earn that Hashgocha that was lost. It's like a Voisier. The energy is not lost. The Hashgocha of Mitzrayim was transferred to us. You're going to see that in a second. רבי צחוק קייזיק חומר, ניזגודו של פסח, יד החזוקה סס בפירש, ביד החזוקה זו הדבר, כבר כספתי למדה, יד חזוקה וכינו ליד שמאל. יד חזוקה is always the left of הקודש בו, הוא בחין אז הנוגה סתם שפה לפי עניין הארץ ולפי תמר יסוי דס. This is something that appears natural, כי ביוחל הקודש בו הוא withdraws himself. That's a plague that the world has no protection. The protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Hashgocha is out, which means is the ultimate Midas Adin. And Bezro Netuya is the opposite. Kratzavti lemar shezro Netuya ubechinas yimin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's yimin. Vehakavod ashvin shel lemala minat hev HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes. Sheinu lefinyanoi lamatachna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows one to take over the other. Anybody, when there's a war, when there's a Hashgocha, that something comes to punish something else, an active punishment is gilu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Midas Hadin could be a withdrawal or could be an intervention. Those are the two. And what is Moira Godu Zugila Shechina? Mitzrayim Zoch La Sogas HaShechina Kechol HaNevim V'Mekaval Yoyen. This is the Gilu de Merkova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdrew the Ashgocha of Mitzrayim and gave the Ashgocha to us. This is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Explains the Groy in Aderes Elio. Look at Aderes Elio. HaMoitzi Eschem, this idea of the Briskerov. HaMoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Of the son of Beis Avodim. The Biskova doesn't quote, but it's the Gro in Aderes Eliyahu. Look at the Gro says in Aderes Eliyahu. Sheshtei Geulas Ayu Bitzias Mitzrayim. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were two Geulas. One Balayla was Chalta the Geula. Sheomar Moshe Leparo Balayla in Tirtze Lifterem Emor Lehem Nechoyer Matem. If you want to get away the Makkos, You have to take away the Shem Avdus from you to Klal Yisrael. That's the first one. In other words, the son of the Beis Avodim was at night. And the next day, Yotzei Mitzrayim b'yad Rama. The Agulas Laila, says the Gro, who pidyon shel Yisrael makas b'chores. That is the pidyon. Shenemar kol b'choreim go'ah rakta v'choir chesir go'alti. Realize it was a transfer. That's pidyon. The chiyus of Mitzrayim kol b'choreim rakta u'b'choir chesir go'alta. There was a transfer of the hashgocha. Ugeula shel yom be'adrom be'chazoka. By geula shel yom was a miracle min hashamayim. It was not a transfer. It was not a transfer of energy that the balance is the same. That Gushmochu took the hashgoch of one and gave to the other. No, Gushmochu made a nes. The kachom ar moitzi eschem Mitzrayim. Du bayom hamoitzi bal korcham. Ve'apoitcha ugeulas laila shel nitupidion. The pidion is at night. Ve'chen nemar bishaya. Haktzor katzra ida biptus. Befirush, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have the power to be poide, and be koach leatzil, have koach to be matzil." There is hoitzah and there is pidus. Yodim ipidus shu agiula ledipidion. The pidion is geula, k'mo b'mordechai shnita n'homan tachtov. The idea of pidion is the following: Midas Hadin tells you that there is a certain amount of kedusha and koach in the world. It's never going to be different. This is the amount of Hashgacha. You could transfer the balance from one side of the balance sheet to the other. And that's what happened. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took completely away the Hashgacha of Mitzrayim, and therefore they had a plague. And that lack of Hashgacha was given to Klal Yisrael. That is a pidyon. Is ze tachaze. Pidyon means that the Shem Eved, we never lost. We became now Avodim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pidyon means that the total amount of energy here is the same. Lavazia, nothing is lost. The amount of energy is always the same. But it was taken through the chiyus of Mitzrayim giving to us, the Shem Avdus, from Avdei Paroi to Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said there was never freedom at night. There was pidyon at night. Pidyon is to take a chalois, but the chalois doesn't go away. The chalois has to be transferred because midas hadin is at night. And night is midas hadin. It means that things have to be as they are here. So the chiyus of the world was transferred from Paro to us. The Shema Vodim was from Avdei Paro to Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all pidyon at night. That's why the Gerus has to be at night, because at night we could not be Bnei Choirim. If Paro took us from being an Eved, we had to be an Eved somewhere else. So we became a void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that become a void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through Bris Mila. That's why the Bris Mila, the beginning of the Gerus, started at night. That's why all the mitzvahs at that night. That's why that night is a night that turned from night to day. Because the night to day, this is the concept that we just saw. That's Gilu Shechina. You take from one and you give to the other. So this was the Hashgach of Mitzrayim taken to us. And therefore, this is the night that was changed into day. That's why it's Pidyon Mibei Savodim. Pidyon Mibei Savodim will never freed from Avodim. Anybody who thinks that we're freed from Avodim is missing the point. We are Nifnei Mibei Savodim. We ask the question, where the Kudosh Baruch Hu said, Ki Avodai Hem Vola Avodim Lavodim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to say that. Rescuing us from Mitzrayim at night meant that. Because it meant that you are not Avdei Paroi, but you are Avodim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was never taken away Avdus. Avdus was only transferred. So therefore, by the fact that we are rescued in Mitzrayim means Avodai Hem Vola Avodim Lavodim. We're taking away from the Avdus of Mitzrayim to Avdus Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From a word of night to a day of Gerus, to a day of Mitzvahs. That was taken away. This is Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And then he says, V'im b'koach wa geula b'lipidim, but the geula in the morning, we're freed from slavery, meaning from work. We don't have to force labor. That was a gilui of lemala miderech hateva. That was the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Geula mitzad adin is at night. The geula mitzad adin at night is that there was a transfer, a rebalancing of the powers. That was at night. The freedom was during the day. The freedom was not on the Shem Eved. The freedom was only on the actual physical labor. Okay, says Rabbi Yitzchok Kazichover, decided, yeah, it's all known, make you stay Geulah Zim Zohar in the Keva. You realize that the Geulah Zim Zohar in the Keva. Yoim Valayla. Those are the two Geulahs. Moshe Kosa Bazoye, Pasha's boy. Naflamit Chesamudal of Tanin and Ksiv Hayoim Atem Yoitzim, or Ksiv Yitzhiyachash, or Kechami Mitzrayim Laila. The Goyen asks this the Zoyer, and I'm going to show you the Zoyer. The Zoyer asks this question. Amai Lohavi Bimom the Shir to Tanin and Ksiv Hayoim Atem Yoitzim. It looks that we came out of Mitzrayim during the day. Uksivu Tziach Hashem Elokechem Mitzrayim Laila. So there is Geulas Laila, Geulas Loim. Ela Tana, Ikora de Furkon, Olavi Balaila. The Purkan, which is the Pidyonos at night. The Leila Shore Kitrin, the Ovi Nukmin. This is the night that you unwind the ties and you do Nekoma. You unwind the ties means that you retie differently. Says the Mosek Midrash Frish. He says, look at what he says. Ela balayla, lamanu sheika grusolay balayla, alidei ha-malchus she-midas layla. That b'chin of malchus, of the cave, of midas adin, of Hester, is at night. Which means that at night there's no miracles at night. The miracle at night was a transfer of power, was a rebalancing, was taken from its shrine to us, Kosher Kishrin. That's what he says. Kimidas alayla itira kol kishrak shofim ve'osa nekomes. And he did the common Mitzrayim. But then he continues, the Yoima, during the day, Apiklon Bereshkol, that was a Geula Mamesh. How to deceive Yotsub, they saw Biadrom and Nikola Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim, not a transfer of power. When we left Mitzrayim, you know when it was? That was during the day. Uksiv Mitzrayim comes to Sheikh Hashem Bechol Bechorod. The Pirsum means that the Pirsum Anes was only in the morning. They were Bekabrik Sugayim. Says, the miracles, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the freedom is in the morning. At night was not freedom. At night was the Midas Hadin Bekiyuma, to the point that there was a Silu Kashgocha, but the Moir Hashchina is was a rebalancing. The Hashgoch of Mitzrayim was transferred to Klal Yisrael. The Shema Vodim was from Avdei Paroi to Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rabbi Yitzchok Kazichover in his Pirush de Gro, and he says, look at what he says. Ela tane ikore purkon de sol hevela balayla. The layla shori kitri vikinuk viyuma apiklon bereish goli. Vod layla shori kitri vekavana. Shanuk vashibchina sitra de dina. At night, which is the nekevo, which is the mekablim, which means that you have to be zoich b'mida sadin of the Nukmin befaru bisitracha, v'nishotri davkshor b'srol sham begalusa. You took away that kasher and you made another kasher. So in other words, Midas Adin tells you that there's no intervention. It's only a rebalancing of powers. So at night was the rebalancing of powers between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim lost Ashgocha, we took that Ashgocha to ourselves. The Shem Eved is a Pidyoin, is a Chaloi Shem, and that continues, Midas Laila continues, and therefore all the mitzvahs are at night, that's why, because that is still Midas Adin, that's why it's at night. Says the Gro, the night turning to a day, which means that if you look at the behind, which is the Seser, if you look at the Chava, which is Loshon Odom is 45, right? 26 is Nisgale, right? Yud Kivovke. And the hidden part of Yud Kivovke on the spell out is Chava. We saw that hidden part of Midas Adin. That in Midas Adin, even there is a plague, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can take away the Ashgocha from one and transfer to the other. That transfer is Midas Adin when nothing gets added, and that happens at night. But continues, it says, but during the day, sham is Pirsum v'gilu inisa b'tri d'chesed. Chesed is during the day. The bay have a funky dehod. V'uin benukva b'sitra d'dina. When is at night, which is midas adin? Yeshali notel. There is no hatzola. Don't ever think that b'tshas midas adin, there is chesed that gets involved. At night is darkness. Darkness means is midas adin, which means there is no intervention from above. The only intervention is to rebalance what's in here. That's what he says, Kimaldi purkonu pidyon, acher tmurosoi. You need always a tmura. Sheyele sitra achra mokum. You have to leave mokum to the sitra achra. Kmo shekosu bechame mekomis bazoyer. You realize, by the way, these two geulos, kebeyochel, is Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is a Mashiach ben derech hateva. everything is בדרך הטבע. זה שבועל אין בינו אלם הזה למויס המשיח אלא שיבוד מלכיס. There is all בדרך הטבע. Only the question is who rules over. If the goyim rule over us, now we rule over them. That's it. We're just switching. Like Mitzrayim. You did a pigeon. לכן אז היה פידיון ישראל דמקס בחוש, ושכל זה כל בחורים הרגת, ועל ידי זה בחור גלת. By them killing, you took their heels. And therefore, the Shem Eved never went away. To feel that we got freed from being an avodim is not true. At that night is avodayhem, v'lo avodim l'avodim. I took, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I switch, the b'china sevet. All at night is a switching. Switching from night to day, says the Gro. That's the why you do mitzvahs. That's why the beginning of the gerus is at night. Because if not for that gerus, we will never be zeichet. It's just Mitzrayim. Aval the yom sitar the chesed. During the yom was a yitzias Mitzrayim before. Ain sorech purkon, they don't need pidyon. Vezeh shekosov kan hamoitzi v'apoit chamoitzi ois chomeretz Mitzrayim v'apoit chomi beis avodim. Beis avodim is pidyon only. Because in the world we are avodim. Midas hamalchus, which is midas laila, is ein melech beloyam. We are avodim. The question is who you want to be avodim to. In the midas adin of laila tells you that the world is what it is. You just could channel. At night is channeling. Chidush and Shinui Hateva is during the day. But at night is only something called channeling. We channel the Chiz of Mitzrayim to us. That's called Gilui Shechina. Shechina is Batachtoinim. When there is a Gilui that you reveal, you're switching it, you're channeling it, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Purkan, redemption, is channeling. Channeling is at night. A day is the redemption. Vezeh poit chavim keneged Torah tefillah. Rabbi said this is Torah tefillah. Torah tefillah is we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rejigger. In the oilam midas, we're not asking for miracles. Tefillah, you don't ask for miracles. You ask for derech hateva, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should channel it. Like the Gemara says, right, if you have a certain amount of rain, it should come at the right time. The idea is that Ashgocha is here, we can only channel that Ashgocha. That's Geulas Laila. And Geulas Laila becomes the prototype for the Golus until Bias HaMashiach. Shteit Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's a pshat in the Gemara? We just saw like this. Smicha Geula Latfila is Be'ikar in the morning. Because that's real Geula. That is Geula when the Midas HaChesed comes, the Kudosh Baruch Hu intervenes and ends the world. Le'osid love when Mashiach comes, there will be only Geula Siyoim. Geula Slayla is the intermediate Geula of this world. That we don't have miracles happening, we channel Derech HaTeva. The channeling of Derech HaTeva, Poit Chumi Beis Avodim, this is what Geula Slayla is all about. And that's Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Is this a Geula that makes sense to connect to tefillah or not? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Moshe ben Levi says not. And the Gro says it makes sense because tefillah is channeling, has to do with Geulas Laila. So I think it's important to understand that this is the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Biskrov is right. There is Poit Chumi Beis Avodim, this dual Geula. When it's called Geulas Laila, when it's called Geulas Yoim. Geulas Yoim is miracles, intervention, Midas HaChesed. There is a geula within darkness. It's called channeling. Channeling whose eved you are. Chiyus, ashgocha. What's taking ashgocha of one comes to ashgocha to you. That's why by Mordechai and Haman, right? Bais Haman was given to Mordechai. Mordechai didn't get a new power. He got the power of Haman. It's only switching. And that's Bechinas Laila. Because Bechinas Laila, the amount of energy, it's here. Is the Mekablim. Is not the Noisen. Is the Mekablim on their own. The Hashgoch is Gilui Shechina. And says the Gro, you realize that here was a situation that Mitzrayim didn't get punished. Everywhere else Mitzrayim got punished. This is the only time that the Hashgoch was taken away from Mitzrayim. And therefore you had a plague. On a plague is the worst situation, the hell, because there is no Hashgocha. And that Hashgocha was given to Klal Yisrael. That pidyon is the purkan, that's the son of Beis Avodim. Indeed, we have to understand that we are in a situation today that we're experiencing something very similar, right? We are, yes, Yochin Tzadik Vilbash. Yeah, we all know this. We all know the story is that Yochin Tzadik Vilbash. The Gemara says by Achashverosh, right? Achashverosh in Beis Haman Asher Echim Loi, that he prepared for himself instead of Mordechai. He's all channeling, right? All the story of the Nes Derech HaTev, which is Purim, it's always channeling. What was supposed to come from one is transferred to one, right? That's what the Gemara says, Asher Echim Loi, they prepared the Eitz for Mordechai, but the Eitz was for himself, is always channeling. This is the world that we live in here. And our avoida in this world is the following. We just experienced a year of COVID. Year of COVID, says the Gro, Chaya Mishulachas is the worst thing, because it's not the pshat that there is a Hashgocha Lero, there is no Hashgocha. Therefore, it's a free-for-all. There's no Hashgocha. But in this world, as I told you, there is equivalency, meaning that energy never gets lost, gets channeled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did allow us to channel that energy, to have Gilui Shechina, that the lack of quote-unquote Hashgocha of the year of COVID should be transferred to extra Hashgocha and extra Hakor HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the years to come, that we should indeed see. And I always think something very interesting, right? Look at Rabbeisai at COVID, and I just want to say my reflections of this grow. You realize that COVID is a lack of Hashgocha, right? That's why you cannot rely on Hashgocha to get yourself saved. There's no intervention. But this never gets lost, gets transferred. If anybody knows the story of these vaccines, right, mRNA, this is the ultimate Hashgocha. If anybody knows that this is Hashgocha Shebe Hashgochas, right, a sort of shech that makes a tov emetiv, I even call that so before you take the vaccine, what bracha should you make? Should make a shechionu, should make a tov emetiv, but clearly you have to see a mizmul esayda. This is a miracle, mamish, how the Hashgocha, because in the end, that's what Gilui Shechina is all about. That when something loses Hashgocha completely, another part of the world gets even more Hashgocha. And that's the story of the vaccines. He did allow us to experience Hashgocha in its full blossoming.
You make it sound like a zero-sum game of Hashgocha that God gives from A to B. Why does it have to be zero-sum? Why can't God increase? There's 7 billion people on the planet now. Isn't there more Hashgocha that has to be out there to deal with 7 billion people's problems?
That's what Ro understands. That's how he quotes the Zohar. That Midas Hadin means that there is a certain amount of Hashgocha, and that Hashgocha is this. This is the Derech HaTeva. There's no more Hashgocha. And the reason is because there is Midas Hadin and Midas Hachet. Midas Hadin is how much the world needs as a sahako, that's called the Hashgocha Klolis. This is it. There's no more than that. Because that's Midas Adin, that's Midas Laila, that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu hidden. Kibiyochon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Chalal Hapon, he created the space. This is how much space he left. And that space is set. And that's the Chiddush HaGroi, that's the Chiddush HaZoyer. Zoyer always says, you have always Kiyochin Tzadik V'Yilbash, meaning always, the Gemara says, Noite Chelkoi Atzadik, Noite Chelkoi V'Chelek HaRosha. The Gemara always says, right, that you take your Chelek and you take Chelek HaRosha. It's always moving the pieces around. And the thing is, because the amount of Hashgocha, Kudosh Baruch Hu Kibbe Yochol, on the amount of Hashgocha, is limited in the Olam Hazeh. That limit in the Olam Hazeh allows you to go ahead and to rebalance it.
Do you think the following thought fits into this idea? I was bothered by the dream Shel Yaakov when, according to the Zohar, or the Targum Rosen brings down that the Malachim came down and they saw Yaakov there and they saw he had the image of the Kisei HaKavod. So I was bothered, why now then at that point in history should they find him? I mean, he's been around for a long time. Why now do they just discover him? Is it possible, according to this theory, that Hashgacha moves around, and they had honing system. They sensed that now as Yaakov was going to be the next of the Avos, there was more Hashgacha related to him, and that drew them to Yaakov.
It's very possible. Yeah, we all see this. By the way, Michael, what you're saying is so true. It's not only by Yaakov, but it's throughout the generations. Right? We always know that the Sati Kaporcha Mitzrayim. What you call the psukim Chazal always say, "Noite chelku vechelik chaver began Eden." We all know this. This is the concept of this idea that there is a equivalency that the person takes away. That's why if there is hashgocha in somebody, you should always go to him, because and if you lose it, you could lose to somebody else. But that's the amount of hashgocha that goes into it. It's not even by everybody.
Says by Avraham Avinu also, the Asara Daris Medeach by Avraham, and he keep us Harkulam.
Not as Harkulam. Exactly right, Meir. That's exactly right. This is the soil of not as Harkulam. Right. Not as Har. By the way, Rabchaim Volozhin on that Mishnah, Meir, has this idea. He calls the Zohar. Yeah. that the idea is noitel chelik v'chelik chaveroi. And the idea is because there is an amount of hashgocha, meaning, always like this, for a person to go ahead, that's the idea of pidyon. Kaporis. Where is the meaning of kaporis? Korbonis. Right? Where is the idea of korbonis? That you go ahead and you, somebody else, you have some kind called, this is the world of vicarious. You saw we have vicarious death and vicarious life. Because the pshat is, if there is some kind of tsar that has to come, you should channel it in the smallest way possible. That's why, by the way, according to the Zohar, Erev Yom Kippur, they do minag malchus. You do some small malchus. Again, the same idea.
The Sri Lazazel also?
The Sri Lazazel, that's Mechidas Midas Adin. Midas Adin tells you that there is a Shgocha, and that's it, by Mitzrayim, that's why. But why is that so? Because Michael has said, why can't you add? You know why can't you add? Because the tikkun is that you need, there is a harsh kedusha in the world, right? And we have to be milo, we have to be mesake, the tikkunim. So if the energy would be lost, there would be no tikkun. But by taking Michael from A to B, or from Yaakov Avinu, he was able to channel it like kedusha. So that amount of hashgoch in the world is imperfect and needs to be channeled. If it's not channeled, it's lost. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu to add extra hashgoch means that the other hashgoch is lost. So in other words, Mitzrayim had the ability to be mailed that koach and that hashgoch. The fact that they didn't do it, they lost it. And that was transferred to somebody else. Because the world needs a tikkun. We have to be zoich to be the ones to do that tikkun. Is because you get the chance to be mesaken that energy that was lost.
So when you say lost, it doesn't mean lost, it means transferred.
Transferred, yes, because otherwise it will be lost. If you didn't transfer, it will be lost. The hashgacha to Mitzrayim, huh?
Not lost, it just moved someplace else.
Yeah, but if it didn't have, if not for this midah, that will be the ties will be untied here, tied somewhere else, then will be lost. In other words, if you needed extra hashgacha for Klal Yisrael to go out of Mitzrayim, the hashgacha of Mitzrayim would be quote-unquote wasted. And we can't waste that energy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by saying Paro, when he said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekoilei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you don't want to know who Hashem is, so I'm not going to be involved. And then the world has no hashgacha, the world goes to destruction. That's called the Dever. That's called Yad HaChazaka. The Gro is going to explain the Yad HaChazaka is 14 and Koach is 28. During the night is always Yad. The Yad, that's why Yad HaChazaka, the 14 are keneged, the 14 letters that we spoke. So those are the 14, right? Which is the Pirkei HaYad. If you look at the word Yad, which is the hand, the Hashgacha is 14. This is the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's the Ketusha that needs to be channeled. So in this world, we're channeling. There are two things. One of them is channeling, one of them is bringing. Tfila is channeling. That's what the Guru is going to say. Tfila is channeling. Torah is bringing extra Ketusha to the world.
You said the 14 letters, you're referring to the Pshutos?
Yeah, yes. But the 14 is the 14 Pirkei Yad. On the hand, right, the word Yad is 14, right? Right? Kedega the 14. That's the Bikayad. And the 15th is all tied together. So, you know, we spoke so many times, right? Those parts. That's how it is. But that, the bottom line is, it's very interesting. Tefillah is, what is tefillah? Taking the world and transcending to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is only possible through channeling. Right? Because you're transcending the koach of here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to be able to get more. Like Michael said, Yaakov Avinu, they saw that he is the channel. Ein ze ki mezokim ze shara shomayim. This is shara shomayim. So for sure Hashem has the appearance to get you more providence, but then the extra providence will be lost. Every providence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs tikuni, needs hakora, because ein melech beyond. That's midas hamalchus.
Why is Yad life, Lila? Why is Yad Tafka Laila?
I told you because we're going to explain that, but the Laila represents the Yad, right? So he says because this is this Hashgacha, the Yod Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you don't see Yad, I mean, it's one hand only. That's what the Rebbe Yitzchok Kess Chofetz, that's Midas Tefillah. Right? If you realize something, Michael, the Chodesh HaLevona, how many days is the Chodesh HaLevona?
28,
right? There are only 28 full days, right? Because one day Birchas Hasira, so it's only 28 full days. 14 days it grows, 14 days it wanes, right? Right? This is the basic idea. The idea is there is one time is last, so one is last soisom, the other one is lekabel schorom. This world, the world of Lidl, is last soisom, is the world of golus that we have to be maile and etc. So in other words, you have to channel, you have to mesaken all the hashgacha. You can't ask for more. You got to use what you have. The only question is, you need to channel. So the ultimate channeling, the Asor HaDoiros, was in the Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a point Chamibis Avodim. That's why Ke'ali Avodai, and that's Gerus, and etc. This is the channeling.
But I still feel if you had told me that Yad is a quality of day when it's time of action.
Chav Ches is day. Chav Ches is day, right? Because day is a time that you have the Avoida and the Kabbal Schorim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was Nisim, right? During the day was the Yetzia, that we were freed, we got something for nothing, right? Zochati l'chesed neuraich is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we got something for nothing. Not only the first Yad, but the second Yad, Yad Yimini Yatzmo. Right? In other words, at night, it's not that we got something extra. We're just channeling which is out here. The Geulas Laila is the Geul of channeling. That's the Shem Eved. The Shem Eved, says Ms. Grove, that was never channeled. That's only channeled. We are leaving Tachas Mitzrayim. B'ni B'choir Yisrael, and therefore you lost your B'choira, the B'choira came to us. Because otherwise, the Chiyus of Mitzrayim would have been lost. It was not lost already because we channeled it. That's Temura. Is that clear? Right? One of them is the idea to be mesaken what's here, and the other ones to get what's extra. That's it. As a typical example, right, in the time of COVID, where there was such a lack of hashgacha onto something, that hashgacha was not lost, was gained into something. You saw that in the vaccines. The ultimate hashgacha in the vaccines was the lack of hashgacha and everything else. That's how. There was an article by the New Yorker writing that idea. You see that the plague, right, the epidemic that brought such suffering created, allowed people to develop mRNA. mRNA, messenger RNA, is going to revolutionize medicine going forward, not on COVID, but on everything else. And if not for COVID, that would never be developed. You know the story, right? Mm. Moderna had no money, right? They had this technology. They thought that was discredited. And that lady who found this technology, if not for COVID, she would have been relegated to the dustbin of history, and now she's winning the Nobel Prize of Medicine, right? So the lack of hashgacha, it's not that the hashgacha, the withdrawal of hashgacha. At the Advarim Yiduim, the people said the same thing. I'll tell you how Halivni said this idea, that in the Holocaust, and I don't want to compare anything, there was something called, that was the Gilui of absence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that when he takes away Hashgacha, how the world can be in chaos. But that Hashgacha came out in Kifle Kiflaim to the building of Eretz Yisrael and Mashiach Ben Yosef and etc. That's the idea, Michael, of why we have Milchemes Goy Gomogoy, right? That's also the channeling for that. Is all cause of channeling, which is Midas. We know that that's Midas Amalchus, right? That's Midas Amalchus. Midas Amalchus is that we have to mesaken chelek bechelek chaveri.
Why is it Midas Amalchus?
Because ein melech b'loyam, right?
It's mesaken the other persons as well.
Yes, it has to be mesaken. You are mesaken him through you. Can I give you a story? I will give you a story on this. Yeah, I paused it. I don't say. You know the famous story, David Lichtenstein with, what's his name? With Steinhardt, Michael Steinhardt. You heard the story? You heard the story, right?
I think I heard it, but I don't remember it, but I heard it.
Michael Steinhardt did tons of stuff for Klal Yisrael. I mean, we all know that he's the father of the birthright, etc. And so David Lichtenstein told him once, he said, listen, you should, I'm envious of your Olam Haba. And Michael Sandy, you know, he has like this very like rough way of saying. So he said, "Nah, listen, I don't care about it, and I didn't do it for Elam Haba. I don't believe in Elam Haba." So David said, "So let me buy you Elam Haba."
He says, I'm ready to sell. So he bought his Olam Haba for $100,000. I got shocked because I don't want to take anybody else's Olam Haba. You want to give somebody else Olam Haba. And he took it away. The guy just gave it. And the question is, but what it means is that the Olam Haba sometimes of Michael Sarner could be Mesukan and it is somebody else. Midas Amalchus tells you that the Hashgocha here needs to be Mesukan, needs to be a Hakora. In Melech Beloyam, the Hashgocha of the world is Hakora. Like Mamish Odmeir said, this is the idea that we had that Boav Ravino would not al Schar Kulam. Because otherwise, all of this first years is Zonu Bechazdu Shlakudish Bochu. There was no Hakora. Avraham Avinu channeled all of that energy. So the energy cannot be lost. It's such a rearranging of energy. There's a point Chamebe Savodim. I told you that Chaim Volozhin says the same thing I was going to say in the beginning on that Mishnah. Noitus Chorev Chelik 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 Chavirus. Indeed, to see that. We saw that the ultimate lack of Hashgacha brought the greatest Hashgacha. And we saw this story of these mRNA vaccines. And Dafka through Jews in West Medicine is an amazing story. And you realize that because of this, right, even though so many people died and so much suffering, that will save millions of other people when they have some kind of this technology applied to every other disease.
All vaccines done through mRNA?
No.
Are all of them done? No, just Moderna's.
All Moderna and Pfizer.
They coincidentally came out at the same
time. And they say, they were talking about the Hashgacha of this. This technology, Mike, would have been lost if not for COVID. Everybody knows that. There was nobody funding it. There was nothing. And now this is going to revolutionize Yena Machla. They think that this is the only way to cure it.
It would have been safe for Yoshiyahu's book of Refus.
Yes. This is before B'yas HaMashiach, right? And there's so much tsar. But one thing you see clear, that the way to deal with the pandemic is not to rely on Hashgacha. You cannot do that. Because the Siluk Hashgacha. Yes, Joey, yes, for sure. They're working phase 3 on cancer, but they had no funding. If you read the story, I'm telling you, it's a great article on this. They were right, but there was no funding. They had dried fund. They couldn't raise money. And here the government gave them the money and said, you stop producing it. And that you have to thank Trump, right? That's what he did. It's not only Trump, but everybody else. They said, you know something, we're going to pour the money. And who cares? Billions or trillions, it doesn't matter. But you're 100% right, Joey. They had it. They were working in it. But, They say,
If there's a still a Kashgacha, so what eights are there?
Knois Raglcha means you have to go stay at home. All the eights is your Pesach base there. And a person could be mispalel for sure, but the person has to realize that. And in some way, the tzaddik is nisperishin.
And why is the bias a protector, really?
At that time, it was a protector because he didn't come in, right? Because clearly, because one of the signs, you know what the Gro just told you, what's the sign? Is the fact that it's so contagious. Because why is the disease contagious? To tell you that there's no barriers, there's no Midas Adin, there's no Hashgacha. So when you separate yourself, there's no contagion. You see, this week we actually going to be the reason this week we have a call with the CEO of Moderna. I want to see what he says about this because I think this is unbelievable Hashgacha, right? It's like it's crazy Hashgacha, this thing. Crazy Hashgacha. This thing could have taken who knows how many years, and I'm telling you, he couldn't raise any money.
You have a meeting with Moderna?
Huh?
You have a meeting with Moderna?
Yeah, a Zoom meeting. Okay. Yeah, with the CEO of Moderna, yeah.
Okay.
He's sponsored by JPM, JP Morgan. Because I told you, Moderna is a... Moderna is only the Moderna comes from the RNA, right?
Yeah.
So that's why they had it. And so it's interesting. It's interesting to see.
Yeah.
But he had no ability to raise money. I don't think they would have. I don't know. They were already they were working on phase three, but they didn't have the money. No, there was no funding.
Thank you, Trump.
Huh?
Thank you, Trump.
It's not Trump, right? It's not Trump. Everybody else did it, right? They did it in Germany also, right? With this German company. It's not only him, but I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this hashgacha that people realized that they were such in panic. But you realize something, like the Gross says, right? You see that it's called Biyad Chazoka Zvadever. The Dever, it means that the world stops. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could stop the world, as if the hashgacha just withdrew from the world. And the world just stopped. So it's nothing attacked the world. The world just stopped. And one thing somebody says, Sivan Rahav, you know, did you see Sivan Rahav's article this week? So Sivan Rahav says, you see, for people like Trump, right, to deal with an enemy is very easy. You see a guy with a tank, with a missile, it's easy. But when you see that things just disappeared, something that you can't see, it's much harder to deal with that. That's what the girl says. That's the community between Zerah and Netuya in Yad Chazaka.
It's interesting that Titus, Hashem made the world's move. It's the same concept, in other words.
It's the same concept. And they didn't see that, right? Only that after... Huh?
You can destroy all the cities, but as well, we'll get them anyway.
That's it. Isn't that Givaldik? That's Zerah and Netuya. And Yegilu Shechina is when it takes the Silu Kashgocha, shows that never, there's always a Gilu somewhere else. So you just have to see the transfer. You have to be zoicha to get to be able to channel it. That's it, people. Have a great week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lead us to Shiva Shower. Huh?
Yeah.
So we should have the Gilui Shechina Bekor of Emirat Hashem. Have a great Shabbat, everybody.
Ari, the script you sent me doesn't seem to deal with the problem.
Josh,
The script that you sent me doesn't seem to deal with the problem I discussed.
I thought it does, right?
I spoke about the prefix. He doesn't talk about that.
But the prefix has to do with the spell, with the pronunciation of Shem Havayah, right? If it's Ad, if it's Chataf Patach, or if it's a Shva.
The Shva means nothing in this case, right? An Aleph, like Nistar.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it addresses the prefix problem.
Why not? Tell me.
The problem is because based on the examples, it should be La Ado Shem. Not Lado Shem. All the examples he gives us were the Chatzav Patach under the Aleph.
Yes, tell me. So
when we say it, it drops out to nothing. Lado Shem.
It turns into a Shema.
You mean the equivalent of nothing?
Yes, into a Shema. I told you, this is what everybody's talking about there, that it drops into a Shema. So it's not La'ah Hashem, it's La'ashem. This is, I think, something going wrong with this.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.